Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Welcome everyone to Funnel Hacker Radio. I am your host, Dave Woodward, and you guys are in for an exciting podcast episode. I have the opportunity of having Lisa Winder with me. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Lisa, tell me a little bit about what you want to talk about.
So I'm a massage therapist by trade. I've spent 16 years inside the horse racing industry taking care of horses. And that is my passion, to work with my hands. I take care of humans, but humans are a whole set of different issues. Horses, you know, they, as long as they didn't kick me and I could crawl out of the stall, it was great. So in 2015, my husband took on this course of development with Garrett White, which thankfully inside the URL, it wasn't changed, and it showed ClickFunnels. And I was like, whoa, what is ClickFunnels? Because my husband just invested inside a black box and it was right after Thanksgiving.
And $5,000 down the tube.
Yes. And I was not happy because I was like, really? What is this contractor thinking again? This is not a tool. And I checked into what is ClickFunnels. And there was this video of these two people talking. And I was like, what? What the heck? This guy just had my husband pay $5,000. What is going on here? So I looked up Russell, and then there's this Funnel Hacking Live for coming up in California in 2016. And I was like, huh, I got to go to this and see what this is all about. And so I went there, and coming from massage world, horse racing industry, I can do Microsoft Word and Excel and send invoices. That's about it. And I was in this room of all these humans that I was like, oh my gosh, my introvert heart is like this, and I can't intermingle. And then this techno junk. And so I get there, and then the pitch for Certified Partners came up on stage, and I went, oh my gosh, I gotta fill this out. And then I saw the price, and I went, oh no, I don't have all that money in my account. So I'm calling my husband in between the break. You got to transfer money. And he's like, I'm not close to the bank. I'm at a construction site. I'm like, you got to transfer money. I have to go back in and I got to do this. And he's like, we just dropped $5,000 and we just dropped money for you to get there. And I'm like, just do it. I know I could do this. Just let me do it. And it was that faith leap that I was like, I have to do something. So I went through the Certified Partner Program, signed up, got access in April. A girlfriend of mine committed suicide from the racing industry in July. And that was my pivotal point in life that I went, I have to make this work. I had to be the student. I had to force myself to be the student and understand, hey, you don't know anything about it, all of this. And you're going to have to sit back and you're going to have to study it and study it hard. So yeah, that's my story.
So Lisa, your story is crazy cool, and I want to make sure people understand. So you, what have you done through ClickFunnels that's allowed you to retire? How has that been, or at least stop doing the things you're doing so you can do what you personally are more passionate about?
So what it allowed me to do was really get the tools together. And anytime that Russell came out with a new pitch, we would get it inside our Certified Partner group, and I would be like, oh my gosh, wait a second, where the heck is that? And so he came out with the cookbook. And so here came the cookbook. He came out with the black box, and I had to get the black box. I didn't even need the books. I already have a signed book. I didn't even need another book. And what it enabled me to do is channel all of my different ideas and thoughts and put it on one page. But the behind the scenes, and I think that's the most important, is understanding your niche and speaking their language and where to find them. Because, you know,
so what is your niche? What really is your niche?
So my niche is working with women. And so I work with women in mindset and...
But it's not just women in general.
No.
So, no. I mean, that's a pretty broad group here. So when we say, yeah, what really is your niche? Working with women?
So my niche in working with women that come from depression, that come from a place that they don't feel good enough, or they feel invincible. They feel like the world just passed over them and that they're going through this motions of life and it's just not fulfilling. And a girlfriend of mine that committed suicide was my main leverage. In July 17th of 2016, I'm sorry. No, 2016. July 17th, 2016, I finished 205 miles inside a bike ride. And that day she committed suicide. And that leveraged me forward in pushing through my own fears and my own limits to get out and connect with other women and get out and find that inner child that women suppress and no longer can come forward and go through with that. So I did what Russell said, developed my tribe. Okay, I got to find my tribe. I got to find out where they're at. Where do they hang out? What do they talk like? Where did I talk like before I learned all this stuff, this epiphany bridge of how to get out of that head? Because us women, we got these head case issues.
See, you can say that. I can't say that kind of stuff.
I can say that. And I love to find out, where did we lose ourselves? Where did we lose ourselves in being all these different roles of being a mom or a sister, or someone that has to have it all together? And overcome those limits of saying, you know what, I can just be me and I can find my voice. And if someone loves me, then they love me. And that's their projection and that's their journey. And if they don't, then maybe the timing's not right for both of us. And so what ClickFunnels has enabled me to do is to be able to touch these women that are profound, that I've never even met, like human to human touch. But now it's like, hey, Lise, I need to talk to you. And they send me some really heartfelt messages of, I'm done. And I can relate to that. And I can say, I know. I understand that. And I can come at that compassionately and empathetically on saying, this is steps and things that I've done. And it's creating just that one step and moving that forward. And so with ClickFunnels, it's enabled me to get that message out there. And there is billions of women in the world that we feel like we have to do it all. And I think if we can just stop for a second and say, hey, how can I learn this one thing and then move forward? And what can other people help me with? You know, and how do I stretch and ask questions when I feel overwhelmed? Because I think a lot of women, we have to put on the front that we don't have to ask questions. And I had to really understand ClickFunnels, which was a foreign language. I had to understand, how does that work? Now, if you want to talk horse muscle all day long, I could do that. But I had to put myself inside a Funnel Hacking Live, a Funnel Hacking Live again, be mentored through ongoing coaching to say, hey, what do I not know? And pull it all together to put it together. The funnel itself is easy to build out. It's where finding the connection of, how do I get to those humans? How do I speak that lingual? Because that's where the funnel works on the other side.
Totally agree. So what is your funnel? So you're driving people into a funnel. Is it a teleseminar funnel? Is it a webinar funnel? Is it a product?
Right now I have two different funnels. The first one is building my tribe. And then I have the automation on the back end, because I got rid of Confusionsoft because I can't understand it. And I couldn't understand how it works. And I was spending money every month on something that just sat there with a newsletter every month. And so what I did now is I have it automated, and I have the back end. Once they click into my system that says, hey, send me some more information. I want to understand what integrative online coaching is and how it's helping in my life. Then they go through the automation process on the back end. And then, so that's filled with videos and that's filled with teaching. And then I send out to my tribe this ongoing, every day there's 5 to 6 posts of, hey, how do we move forward? Lots of activity, which I'm like humbled in how much activity of just the page itself. But then it's also the behind the scenes that I go, I got you, sister. Let's hold hands and let's do this together.
I love it. I loved your post I saw as far as the importance of leaping. Without
yeah,
the net.
It's sleeping. It really is. And last year when I was like, okay, you know what? My next step, what's my next step for 2017? And it's been a whirlwind. It really has. This next step of like recording videos and things that I push myself beyond where I thought I couldn't do. Now it's really pretty easy.
I love it. I love it. Congratulations again on all of your success. You also have a wedding venue, is that right?
Yes.
What are you using ClickFunnels to lead into that too?
Yes, we are. So wedding venue was a thought that in 2008, before the economy completely tanked, we lost 40 acres of a property that we had. And our idea was, hey, if we can have a place where people come to get married and celebrate life and celebrate their factors of what they go through and their enjoyments, what could we do? Well, then in, you know, this whole ClickFunnel learning processing in 2016, property came up available. And my husband's like, babe, we're going to do this. And I'm like, no, actually, we're not going to do this. Well, a separate property came available, and this property was even better. So this property is like 15 minutes from our house. The other property was over an hour and a half. This property is agritourism, and it backs up to 650 acres for hiking, and it backs up to 650 acres to take women on retreats and go through, just getting into the dirt and going through the processes. So the other property didn't have that. So this property, he built a wedding venue barn, a rustic barn. I went to the East Coast and I went down to California to say, hey, what would be unique and what would really make it beautiful? We had everything rough cut for the exterior, all the interior. It was, this past winter was really hard between ice and snow and, you know, so that's up. And then we started driving traffic to that funnel. Where at first, you know, we did the opt-in just to get like a free, hey, let's do a checklist for our wedding. But what happened is, okay, where else can we market this funnel? So then we found two different companies that can market the funnel, and we spend $400 for marketing, and it's returned over $130,000.
That's crazy.
So I'm like, hey, that worked again. So that was my big step. And so now coming up in May for my birthday, 16th, 17th, and 18th, I'm going to do my own group inside that venue.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Lisa, I'm so happy. So happy for you. So if people want to get a hold of you, is alphawarriorwomen@gmail.com, is that the best place?
That's the best place. It comes right to me.
Awesome. If they want to check out your funnel, was there a place they can go see that?
They can go into the alphawarriorwomen.com.
Alphawarriorwomen.com. Yep. Awesome. Congratulations on all your success, Lisa. I'm so happy for you. I wish you all the continued success, and you got to let me know how things go in May for your birthday.
I will. Definitely. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dreamcar and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.